Good morning. I wish to call to order the meeting of the Safety and Operations Committee. For those of you who don't recognize me in this chair, I'm Michael Goldman from Maryland. I chaired the Safety Committee about 3 or 4 years ago, but it will be a new experience chairing this new joint committee that covers both safety and operational matters. So the first on our agenda are some administrative items. If there is no objections, can we consider the agenda approved as presented? Second. All in favor, signify saying aye.
Aye.
Thank you.
Aye.
Next is approval of the minutes from the previous meeting of this committee wherein, before I was a member. So I'd like to ask for a motion from a committee member.
Mr. Chair, so moved.
So moved. And a second?
Second.
Okay. So if all in favor, could I see if all in favor of that motion to approve those minutes?
Aye.
Aye.
And I assume those votes are cast by just the members of the committee, myself, Mr. Horner on the phone, Mr. Smedberg, and Mr. Bulger. Then we have done the right thing. So we have one item on today's agenda, which is to approve a public hearing for the public input process for proposed Metrobus service adjustments. These are proposed adjustments which would allow better bus service to meet the challenging needs and adapt to current conditions. And we are advised by the presentation that they are budget neutral. That is, they do not have any impact on the FY 2020 budget, which we are currently in, and that was approved by the board in the spring of the year. So I'll ask Mr. Letter and his staff for a presentation at this time. Gentlemen.
All right. Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Goldman. You just gave my presentation. This is our annual process to allow Metrobus, which is a dynamic system, to make adjustments within the approved budget, but to shift resources between services and to make fixes that are required because of road construction, public processes, respond to public comments, implement recommendations from studies and requests from jurisdictions. So every year in the fall we come and request permission to do a public hearing. This year we've got 8 routes that are included in the proposal. It allows us to go ahead and fulfill our process requirements, make the adjustments, and provide for transparency and communication with our customers about the activities. This is actually the 8th year, and I'm not going to read through each of the service adjustments. I'm happy to respond to any specific questions. As you pointed out, the bottom line is there is no impact or change in subsidy for this year, and the recommendation and request is your approval to move forward with the public participation process and hold a public hearing about these service changes.
Very good. Thank you for that presentation. I guess we'll just have a conversation, then we'll ask for a motion to move forward. Mr. Smedberg?
Well, Mr. Chairman, I will have an amendment when it's appropriate time.
So. Mr. Bulger?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. When do you want to have the public hearing, Jim?
Typically, we hold the hearing last couple of weeks of September, and then we will prepare the staff report and try and bring it back in November, but usually we end up in December.
Okay. A couple of questions, Mr. Chairman, if I may.
Sure, please. I have one, too.
You may want to jot these down here. I'll give them to you later, but I'd like to see a breakdown of the existing and proposed platform hours and the cost for each of the changes that are proposed.
Yeah.
The span and frequency of the existing versus proposed 74 service route. And information on how many 42 trips will be converted to 43 trips. I can give you this later. And then finally, after the public hearing, just to refresh my memory, this service changes, if approved, would go into effect in the next calendar year or next fiscal year?
Depending on the action, we try and include it in the service change that takes place at the end of December,
okay,
so that it's implemented in this fiscal year.
This calendar, is all right.
Yeah, yes.
All right, thank you.
Mr. Hamry, I guess this is a question directed at you. There's actually two of these routes that bear on Maryland. One is the B-29, which is, deals with ending a stop, which is actually in Anne Arundel County right now. But the other that I wanted to ask you about is the S-9 route, which seems to have a subsidy impact on Maryland. Could you just describe where that S-9 route runs now? What is the proposed change that is going to go out to public hearing? And where did the need for a change come from? Is this a result of internal staff studies on ridership, or is it a result of a reaction from riders and jurisdictions?
Sure. Well, the S-9 originates at Franklin Square in downtown and then proceeds directly up 16th Street and follows the path that shifts over to Eastern Avenue to go into Silver Spring. And this particular recommendation proposes just staying on 16th Street all the way into the Silver Spring Transit Center. It's combined with an adjustment on the S2, S4 to retain coverage on the 16th Street piece and to focus the other services on the Eastern and Alaska portion of that alignment. It is a result of the ongoing study work and implementation work with DDOT, where we have been making a number of simplification and focus-oriented adjustments in our service so that when the bus lanes and the improvements that DDOT's been working on are implemented, the services are prepared and ready to match that.
So this doesn't reflect an increase in service on the S9 or a change in its terminal point. Its terminal point before and after will still be the Silver Spring Transit Center.
That is correct.
In Montgomery County.
And nobody loses service as a result of this, but what we are able to do is to, on the local service, to focus it and to use some of that time savings to provide more reliability in the runtime.
Okay. Then could you take a look in the run-up to the public hearing why it has such a considerable subsidy impact? I mean, it's not considerable in big bucks, but there is a subsidy impact in increasing the subsidy share for Maryland, which seems odd when you're just talking about.
Fundamentally, it comes down to the fact there's a lot of trips. There's hundreds of trips a day that have a short segment in Maryland, and that's a little bit of an adjustment. But we'll provide those details for you.
Thank you. Okay, unless there's some other general discussion, let me then ask for a motion to recommend to the full board to move this forward to public hearing and the title.
So moved, Mr. Chair, and I would like to also propose.
Can we get a second first, Mr. Smedberg? Second from Mr. Bulger. Thank you. Okay.
And Mr. Chairman, I'd also like to move to amend the resolution to approve for public hearings on the Metrobus service adjustment as follows. Subject to receipt of grant funds sufficient to fully cover the cost of Y3 and 7Y proposed changes, substitute the attached attachment A, which would outline those with the current attachment that's in our board information packet here. And again, these changes below include for Title VI consideration only and not for public hearing, you know, at this time, but we did want to put those in there so there is a placeholder for them.
So. Is there a second to that amendment?
Second.
All right. So just for a point of clarification to make sure that everybody on the committee, the board, and the public understand. So the thrust of this amendment coming from Virginia is to say that if the grant funds requested, applied for, do not materialize or not granted by either the state or FDA, that the changes that are outlined would not go forward as bus changes in this round of budget neutral changes.
Correct.
Is that correct?
Yep.
Thank you. Okay. Any other discussion? Any other conversation? Any other questions? All right. I guess we're set to move the item, so we'll first move the amendment. All in favor of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Amendment passed.
David's on the phone.
Aye.
Seems to be unanimous. The amendment passes. It will go to action on the full recommendation for public hearing in the Title VI analysis. All in favor of that, moving that up to the board level, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
On the phone?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? No. Then the recommendation passes.
Thank you very much. I look forward to reporting back when we're complete with the process.
Michelle, thank you very much, Mr. Hamry. Thank you much, Mr. Lederer. All right, so I will adjourn the meeting of the Safety and Operations Committee, and I'd like to turn the floor back to Mr. Smedberg, who has a request for the board to meet in executive session.
Thank you, Mr. Goldman. In accordance with the bylaws, I, Paul Smedberg, move that the Board of Directors convene an executive session to discuss the following matters pursuant to Article 2, Paragraph 9, Subsections A, budgetary matters that may affect legal positions, WMATA contracts or sensitive relationships with local jurisdictions or the federal government, and B, safety and security matters when premature release would compromise public safety. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Dorsey. All those in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it. Thank you very much. See you upstairs.